Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. At this time, I'll say a short prayer, and then we will invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I want to thank all of my listeners on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to pray one for another. Sweet hour of prayer. Praise be to God. And now, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, welcome into this house. Praise God. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
Praise be to God. Jehovah Elohim Tishaba. Thank you for being the Lord God of hosts. Thank you for making your strength available through your relationship with me. I am grateful for each and every time you have shown up to right a wrong or defend me. I have seen your powerful hand in history, and I trust I will continue to see it in the days ahead. Thank you for your presence when I face trials and troubles in the future. Thank you for being the commander in chief of the armies and for commanding them to act on my behalf. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me be who
When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell him who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
Can bring you out no matter what it looks like.
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. Jehovah Elohim Tisaba, will you make your presence known to me in such a way that I will feel at peace? Help me not to take matters into my own hands, but rather to trust you. I ask you to right any wrong that has occurred in my life and to bring to repentance those who have wronged me. I ask you to defend me as your child and help me to rest in your care where I have honored you and yet still suffered. Show me that you are there. That you are Jehovah Elohim Tisaba, the Lord God of hosts. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection. Praise God.
Oh. Sometimes we get along, and sometimes we don't. Treat everybody like you wanna be treated. Yep, there will be times when your efforts will be defeated. I know sometimes you're heavy laden burdened. Can't stop your heart from hurting. You're searching deep within. Where did it all go wrong? And you need a savior to give you the strength to go on. Hold on.
Hold on.
To the hem,
of
his garment.
All you need is a little faith to receive this saving grace.
Hold on,
hold on
to the hem
of his garment.
Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Heard a story about a woman who had an issue of blood. For 12 long years she was flowing like a flood. Even the doctor had given up on hope. But she heard about a man called Jesus who could perform miracles. So she started crawling through the crowd on her hands and knees. She caught on to his garment. Then he said, somebody touch me. Jesus could feel the healing start to flow. Then he looked at this woman and said, your faith has made you whole. All you need is a little faith to receive a saving grace. Hold on,
hold on
to the hem
of his garment.
Don't let Jesus pass you by. You'll make everything alright. Oh yes. My, 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 my. All you gotta do is hold on,
hold on to the hem of his garment.
It doesn't matter what you're going through. No, 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 no. You just reach out and hold on,
hold on to the hem of his garment.
Make a way for you. Hold on,
hold on,
hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Don't let Jesus go. No, 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 no. Hold on,
hold on to the hem of his garment.
Strong and mighty he will show. All you gotta do is hold on to Jesus.
Hold on,
yeah,
to the hem of his garment.
Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you.
Hold on,
oh, yes,
to the hem of his garment.
And I know he will see it through.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
You see, he's a mighty good God. Oh, yes,
hold
he is.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Lord, have
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Approach This Day with Awareness of Who is Boss. Amen. Praise be to God. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 9 through 11. And it says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my worries, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the shower and bread of the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. I will not return to me, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Amen. Praise be to God. And my second scripture reading is coming from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, the title, Approach This Day with Awareness of Who is Boss. As you make plans for the day, remember that it is I who orchestrate the events of your life. On days when things go smoothly according to your plans, you may be unaware of my sovereign presence. On days when your plans are thwarted, be on the lookout for me. I may be doing something important in your life, something quite different from what you expect. It is essential at such times to stay in communication with me, accepting my way as better than yours. Don't try to figure out what is happening. Simply trust me and thank me in advance for the good that will come out of it all. I know the plans I have for you, and they are good. To God be the glory. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen, amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater.
Jehovah Elohim Yeshua, which means Lord God of my salvation. Psalms 88 and 1 says, O Lord, the God of my salvation, Jehovah Elohim Yeshua, I have cried out by day and in the night before you. Jehovah Elohim Yeshua, you are the Lord God of my salvation. You reign from heaven and rule on earth. You rescue those in need and bind up the brokenhearted. You save not only eternally, but also in time and history. Through the wisdom in your word, you save me from making wrong choices or going down the wrong path. You save me from a life of misery and regret through your healing forgiveness and grace. You save me from worry by assuring me that I can trust in you. You save me from the confusion when I seek your truth and kingdom agenda in my life. I praise you because you are Jehovah Elohim Yeshua, the Lord God of my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
I can't complain, no, I can't complain. Mama's taking it easy, Papa's gone on to paradise, smiling down on me. So many people just trying to make ends meet, hoping and praying. Happy and free, come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling, and I'm gonna give the Lord his day. Everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. A heated conversation, me and my baby, with sometimes debate. Life has but few guarantees. Sweet love and a good cup of coffee. Grown children don't seem to think life can slip away. No time to listen to what this old man has to say. Oh, you see the world in the presence of His grace. Come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling. I'm gonna give the Lord His day, and everything will be okay in the presence of His grace. In the presence of His grace, in the presence of His grace, oh, in the presence of His grace, yeah, in the presence of His grace.
Amen. In the presence of His grace. Lord God of my salvation, I confess that I sometimes try to be my own Savior. Rather than look to You, I try to find my own solutions and force them into place. Rather than honor You as King, I try to place myself in a position of authority. Lord God of my salvation, You are the one who saves. Forgive me for not turning to You and instead turning to my friends, family, or others to seek solution for the trials I face. I should always turn to You first in everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
We worship You this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about You. It's all about You, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been You, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Be the center and say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been You. Thank you.
from my heart to the heavens. Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my
Jehovah Elohim Yeshua, thank you for being not only a God who sits on high and not only a God with creative powers, but also a God who humbly comes down to each one of us, even to me, to save by trusting in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of my sins. I have received eternal salvation, and by trusting in you, Jehovah Elohim Yeshua, in my daily life, I see you saving me from unnecessary pain, confusion, waste, and regret. You are the God who saves. Thank you for inviting me to call you by the name Jehovah Elohim Yeshua. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows everything.
I have the victory cause.
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control
and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the best of people.
The peace.
Come on, lift them up in here.
Oh, let's
rejoice
and shout unto Him.
Why? When you called us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live,
move and have my being.
Say that again. No matter what,
the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live.
Can
you believe that? Sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, lift Him up.
Oh, lift Him up. Rejoice.
And shout unto Him.
And shout unto Him.
Come on, you call Him.
We have caused us to triumph.
And we know we will rule in the end. Say it again. Lift the peace.
Oh, lift Him up. Rejoice.
Come on, someone shout.
And shout
with the voice of triumph tonight.
We have caused us to triumph. And we know we will rule in the end.
He dwells in the midst of His people. So God, as we lift your name, we lift you high on the earth. Let's do it together, all of the sinners, all over the world.
Lift Him up.
Come on, sing it.
Lift Him up.
Lift Him up.
Lift Him up.
Higher and higher.
Higher and higher.
Come on, that's above you.
Lift Him up.
That don't mind singing it.
Lift Him up.
Come on, sing it. Lift Him up.
Amen. Jehovah Elohim Yeshua, I seek your salvation in my life. Save me from my own mistakes and sins. Rescue me from the consequences I have brought upon on myself by making wrong choices. Deliver me when others wrong me. Save me from a life of wasted hours and days, and rescue my heart from that which pained it. Show me your great hand of salvation, Yeshua. You delivered the Israelites from bondage in Egypt, and I believe you can lead me away from my own bondage, whether it be external or internal, and into a land of rest. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now at this time, I will play another selection. And after the selection, I will come back with a word. Amen.
From whence cometh my help? Help cometh from the Lord, Lord which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved, or that he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. And no shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My sister, see.
Sun shall not smite thee by day. told him, this is what I'm going to do.
Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel in the Old Testament, the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 1 through 14. Amen? 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, the Lord speaks to Samuel. Verse 1 says, meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, Samuel. Yes, Samuel replied. What is it? He got up and ran to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I did not call you, Eli replied. Go back to bed. So he did. Then the Lord called out again, Samuel. Again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I did not call you, my son, Eli said. Go back to bed. Samuel did not yet know the Lord, because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, go and lie down again. And if someone calls again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went back to bed, and the Lord came and called as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, speak, your servant is listening. Then the Lord said to Samuel, I am about to do a shocking thing in Israel. I am going to carry out all my threats against Eli and his family from beginning to end. I have warned him that judgment is coming upon his family forever because his sons are blaspheming God. And he acts and he hasn't disciplined them. So I have vowed that the sins of Eli and his sons will never be forgiven by sacrifice or offering. So you see, although God has spoken directly and audibly with Moses and Joshua, his word became rare during the 3 centuries of rule by judges. By Eli's time, no prophets were speaking God's message to Israel. Why? Look at the attitude of Eli's sons. They either refused to listen to God or allow greed to get in the way of any communication with him. Listening and responding is vital in a relationship with God. Although God does not always use the sound of a human voice, he always speaks clearly through his word. To receive his message, we must be ready to listen and to act upon what he tells us. Like Samuel, be ready to say, here I am, when God calls you to action. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. So let us pray. Holy Father, you have been so very generous to us. Help us to recognize that every good and perfect gift comes from you. Help us to give ourselves to you as you have so freely given your riches to us. Tonight we come bringing our tithes and offerings that we may provide financial support for your work in this congregation and throughout the world. We pray your blessings on Christian professors in colleges and universities. We pray your blessings on Christian doctors and nurses. We pray your blessings on evangelists as they carry the good news to the ends of the earth. Bless these gifts to your honor and glory and to the salvation of the world, in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, move Hilda out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. Awakened from sleep, the boy Samuel heard someone calling his name. Thinking that the aged priest, Eli, had called, Samuel ran quickly to his bedside But Eli had not called. After the third time this happened, Eli realized that the voice must be the voice of God. He told the boy to listen well, and if the voice came again, to say in 1 Samuel 3:9, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." When the voice came the fourth time, Samuel did as he had been instructed. The message he received from God was not a pleasant one. Eli's blasphemous sons were about to be punished. And so was Eli, because he had not restrained them. This ancient story reflects a simpler view of life than ours. God still speaks to people. God calls us even now. Consider several pointed questions. Amen. My text for this message is coming from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10, and it says, "And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth." And my title for this message is The Call of God. Amen. When does God call? God calls when our hearts are impressionable and tender. This is true in the time of childhood, especially so when a child has been nurtured in good things of God. This was true of the boy Samuel, who had never known anything else. This is true in a time of sickness, which teaches us our weaknesses and our dependency on God. Amen? And this is true in a time of sorrow, for sorrow is one of God's greatest ministers. This is true in a time of disappointment and defeat. God calls when we have reached the end of our rope and know we have. It has been truly said, our extremities is God's opportunities. Opportunity. And God calls when we seek his face. The first tenet a biblical religion is that God, not us, took the initiative to bring about our salvation. Yet everywhere the Bible encourages us to approach God, to call on his name, to seek his face. Those who seek God's face will hear God's call in their souls. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. Why does God call? So let's find out why God calls. God calls to offer salvation from our sins. Christians are referred to in the New Testament as the called in Romans 8 and 28. We find such phrases as the call of Jesus Christ, Romans 1 and 6, the call according to his purpose, Romans 8 and 28, and called to be saints, 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. The meaning of all this is that God took the initiative in our salvation, 1 John 4 and 10. We are to call on the name of the Lord because he first called us, Romans 10 and 13. Amen? God calls to judge us. God's call often comes as his response to human wickedness, to announce his judgment. When God called Samuel in the night, he gave a message of judgment on Eli and all his house in 1 Samuel 3, 12-13. Do we think God will be soft and sentimental about our sins, like some doubting earthly parent, and fail to judge us because of our sins? Not so. Absolutely not so. His judgment are sure. God calls to humble us, to remind us of his sovereignty, the moral foundation of this universe rests on this inflexible act, a silent power, rigorous and austere, works certain retributions or reward. As the case may be, let us not think the sovereignty of God will be set aside just because we may not believe in it. The nature of this universe does not change to suit our whims. God is in charge, whether we realize it or not. Things are not slipping out of his hand. Amen? God calls to enlist us in service and to assign us tasks. God commissions certain people to act as his prophets. But God's call to enlistment does not come only on the high level of the prophets. He also calls ordinary people like you and me into his service to do ordinary tasks. And sometimes extraordinary tasks, if God has called you to serve him, if God has assigned you some task, that job may get done without you. But your failure to enlist will spoil his plan for you. But nobody else can do what God had intended for you to do. Praise be to God. So who does God call? God calls nations and leaders of nations. There is no more striking illustration of the fact of God's sovereign rule in history than in the reference to Cyrus, king of Persia, in Isaiah 44:45. Israel is in captivity, but their captors, the Babylonians, have fallen before Cyrus and the rising tide of the Persian Empire. It is God's purpose, we learn here, to use Cyrus as an instrument to restore the Jews to their own land. He even referred to Cyrus as my anointed. In Acts, God calls churches to do his will. In Acts 13:2 says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. This call came to a church. God calls individual to do his will. In his call, God's point of contact is the individual. Amen. Praise be to God. Now there is no other door, no other way. Nations, parliaments, institutions, and churches are all made up of individuals. If God knocks at their doors, he must knock at the door of individual hearts. Excuse me. When he has something he wants done, he calls on an individual. Praise be to God. Amen. Where does God call? God calls us where we are. God called Paul on the road to Damascus as he neared the city. He called Isaiah in the temple as he pondered the nation's sad predicament precipitated by King Uzziah's death. God calls us in the course of our daily work. He called Amos from following the flock. He called Elisha from following the plow. He called missionary William Carley from the shoe cobbler's bench. God calls us even when we are trying to run away. Elijah lost heart and left his post of duty. But God found him in a cave on Mount Herod and asked in 1 Kings 19:9 in the RSV. God said to Elijah, what are you doing here, Elijah? God called Jonah, who fled from his call, but God's voice found him and brought him back to his task. We may try to hide from God, but we cannot escape him. Praise be to God. What response does God receive when he calls? Every person must answer for himself or herself. We may ignore his call through conscience. God's call is constantly breaking in, calling us to follow him, to serve him, to honor him, to worship him, and so often we ignore him. We may reject his call. Some do so deliberately, stubbornly. Others do so painfully, sorrowfully, but the result is the same. The rich young ruler who came to Jesus considered Jesus' terms of discipleship and rejected them. So we read in Mark 10:22, and the RSV says, he went away sorrowful. Nevertheless, he went away. We may accept God's call. We may say yes to him. The towering mountain peaks in the history of Revelation have been those who have heard God's voice saying in Isaiah 6:8, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And have answered, here am I, send me. Praise be to God. The call which divine grace designed shall be made effectual, will be repeated till it is so, till we come to the call, Elijah, perceiving that it was the voice of God that Samuel heard, instructed him what to say. Though it was a disgrace to Eli, for God's call to be direct to Samuel, yet he told him how to meet it. Thus the elder should do their utmost to assist and improve the younger that are rising up. Amen? Praise be to God. So let us never fail to teach those who are coming after us, even such as will soon be preferred before us in John 1:30. Good words should be put into children's mouths betimes, by which they may be prepared to learn divine things and be trained up to regard them. What a great deal of guilt and corruption is there in us, concerning which we may say it is the iniquity which our own heart knoweth. We are conscious to ourselves of it. Those who do not restrain the sins of others when it is in their power to do it, make themselves partakers of the guilt and will be charged as joining in it. In his remarkable answer to this awful sentence, Eli acknowledged that the Lord had a right to do as he saw good, being assured that he would do nothing wrong. The meekness, patience, and humility contained in those words showed that he was truly repentant. He accepted the punishment of his sin. And as I bring this message to a close. I just want to say, let me make this matter very personal, and let me leave it at your very doorstep. Christian friend, God is calling you as an individual. What will you do about it? What will your response be? Unsaved friend, God is calling you. He is calling now. Don't turn him away. Instead, hear his voice and respond to him. Will you? Think about that. Now is the time. If you do not have a personal relationship with God, now is the time to do so. Don't wait until it's too late. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And if you, amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to act and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen. Praise be to God. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again next week, Tuesday at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And I want to say happy and blessed Sabbath to all of my Seventh-day Adventist listeners, to my Christian Jewish leader listeners, and to each and every one of you who worship on Sundays. May God continue to bless you and your home and your families. May he wrap his loving arms around you and comfort you in the time of sorrows. And may he heal you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. All you have to do is just open up your arms and let him come in. He's standing there waiting for you. Now is the time for you to give your heart, mind, and soul to Jesus Christ. Because no one can help you or love you the way that he does. Amen. So God bless you. Have a happy and blessed weekend until we meet next week. At this time, I will play a selection. Good night, everyone. We love you and we thank you for tuning in to Pray One for Another. And shalom.
children. Come into the gate. Come into the gate. Come into the gate. You hanging on the tree of life.
I can't help some sir. thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.